Commander Todd here from WFAQLP Mukwonago, 101.3 FM, the nation's music source, your community radio station. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to Gina CC. She is the head Swiftie of the band Burning Red. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We're talking with regard to the live concert show that is coming up Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Greenwald Foundation Performing Arts Center. And as a reminder, it's a fundraiser concert for the Rotary Club of Mukwonago. So Gina, you are the head Swiftie for the band Burning Red. Tell us a little bit about yourself, some of your background that led you to this place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I am the, I kind of quote, head Swiftie, which means I am the lead vocalist and guitarist and pianist and band leader for Burning Red, a tribute to Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I've been playing music all my life, really, since my earliest memories. And I actually started playing professionally out in clubs and bars, really around the same age that Taylor did. So I was very drawn to her career because I also was a very young musician and understood what it was like to come up in that scene. And then once I became a fan of her, it was kind of a no-brainer for me to try to play her music.
So you were a true fan that just wanted to play the songs and enjoy them on your own.
Yes, I'm a big Swiftie, a really tried and true Swiftie. I tell people that there's no song in her catalog that I don't know. Probably play it on both instruments, piano and guitar, given it a little bit of practice. But yeah, I really do. I'm a deep understander of her catalog. I love her songwriting and her lyricism and just the way that she crafts everything. And yeah, big fan.
That's amazing. But you didn't start out playing her music. You were in some other bands and cut your teeth on the road a little bit. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than Taylor. So yeah, I had kind of had a whole career before she came along. So I started playing in bands in the late 90s in Chicago and immediately started getting some attention from folks. I joined a band, I think at 17 or 18 years old, that had already been on MTV and that they had a little notoriety. And as I started to make a name for myself, I got the attention of some other bands that I really admired. One of those bands being Veruca Salt, which was huge in the late 90s and just of, you know, a big tour. And I was a huge fan of Veruca Salt. And at about 20 years old, Louise from Veruca Salt actually found me in a bar. She had just lost Nina. Nina had just departed the band. And Louise was aware of me and my career. And she came up to me in a bar and said, "Are you Gina? Do you want to come play in Veruca Salt?" And, you know, after I picked myself up off the floor, I got to go play in that band. And that was a really very special experience coming into it as a major fan and then getting to play these songs that I had loved so much.
Wow. So are some of those power chords still ringing from playing in the band?
100%. I'm still shimmering like a girl. And, I still talk to Louise to this day, and it was a really great formative experience. I learned so much. It opened up so many doors for me. I think we call us Salties now, if Veruca Salt fans had a name. But yeah, that was also my first experience with a really committed fandom too, because let me tell you what, if you think Swifties are committed, Veruca Salt fans, you know, we went on tour and people followed us from spot to spot and people made fan art and were really committed. So it's cool, you know, being a part of that fandom and then coming into Taylor's fandom.
What a great experience that was. So again, what led you on this path to become now the head Swiftie? You kind of touched on it, but that was your personal involvement. So how did this turn into now something that's on the road?
Yeah, so I had taken a long break from music. My husband and I were in a band together. We had toured, we came home from tour and decided that we were gonna be together and have a family. So I really took a long break from music when my kids were young because it was just really hard to play music and raise little babies. And then during that whole time, because Taylor came out in 2006, and that was actually the year I had my first son. So I was a little bit busy raising babies, but I started to get to become aware of Taylor and really become a fan of her music. And so while my kids were little, I was really becoming a Swiftie myself. And then one day when my kids got to be teenagers, my husband looked at me and said, "All you do is play Taylor songs. All you do is sing Taylor songs. What if we started a Taylor Swift tribute band?" And at first I kind of laughed and said, you know, nobody's gonna wanna see that. Why would anybody wanna see me play Taylor Swift songs? But it turns out he was very right, and a lot of people do. And we scheduled our first show and a big theater show, and we sold it out. And it made me realize pretty instantly that yeah, people would come. And there are a lot of Taylor tribute bands now. I think we sort of set the mold with how big it got, and lots of booking agents seeing that there's people who are willing to see Taylor in any form or fashion. You know, they just want to come and be part of the community. So it sort of took off like a rocket ship. I really did not expect this to happen. I thought we'd play a few shows and I would get it out of my system, or, you know, I would just get to play for my own edification, my own fun. But it turns out people kind of think of it as a community service that we're bringing. So
yeah, so it's validation.
Yeah, my husband, of course, feels super validated because it, you know, it was his brilliant idea that off at first. But yeah, he was very right. I pride us a lot on me knowing the community really well and knowing what Swifties want to hear and how they want the shows to go. And I really listen and I'm really part of the communities online. And so I think we're doing it justice and people have a lot of fun at our shows.
So speaking of fun, can you relate an anecdote or an experience that you had at one of your shows that really stands out that still resonates to this day?
Yes, absolutely. And I will say it was at our very first show. It kind of coincided with the same month that Taylor launched the Eras Tour. You know, people who know about Taylor shows, they know about the friendship bracelets, right? And that was absolutely a fan project. Taylor's team had nothing to do with it. Taylor simply sang a lyric about friendship bracelets on the album that had just come out before that, Midnights. And so these fans just decided at the shows they were going to start trading friendship bracelets. And it became this huge thing. The first show that we played, you know, I'm standing in front of 800 Swifties screaming and they're so loud and they're so excited. And one of them reached up to hand me a friendship bracelet on stage. And I don't know why it didn't occur to me, even though I knew that they were doing it at the Eras Tour, it didn't occur to me, you know, within a week of her starting that tour, that fans would bring friendship bracelets to our shows.
Yeah.
And so a fan handed me that bracelet on stage and I started crying. I was so touched. And that is just, it's just one small aspect of how the Swifties really bring the community to the shows.
That is such a sweet story. I love that. Absolutely love that. Well, where can people find out more about your band, follow you on the socials?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really easy. If you go to burningredband.com, you will go there and you will find all of our socials. I'm very active on social media, lots of personal interactions. We have YouTube videos. We're active on Facebook and TikTok and Threads. And so you can go there and you can reach out to me on any of those platforms or watch our videos, find out about where our shows are, sign up for our mailing list at burningredband.com.
All right. Well, Gina, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, talk with you, and share some stories here. The head Swiftie of the band Burning Red, once again, a live concert show Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Greenwald Foundation Performing Arts Center. It's a fundraiser concert for the Rotary Club of Muckwanago. And are there any special messages to your fans that you want to relay going to the show?
Yes, absolutely. I would say make sure that you get there early. The doors are at 6 and we have activities and fun starting right at 6 p.m. We have an awesome photo booth that you can, you know, get in there and get some pictures and great lighting with some photo props, and you get that free photo with our backdrop. We also have a merch booth where you can find all kinds of special Taylor-inspired items. And then we've got a whole Taylor playlist running right from when doors start all the way until we go on at 7 p.m. So it's really a big dance party during the doors opening period. So get there, come dressed in your very best Taylor, or just come as you are. Come with friendship bracelets or come to just accept them and just be ready to have a party starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you so much. Gina C.C. She is the head Swiftie of the band Burning Red.
Thank you, Todd.